Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek set forth his government's vision for the Czech EU presidency on Wednesday in front of a session of the European Parliament in Strasbourg. Mr. Topolánek used the speech to underline key Czech goals during the six-month-long EU presidency, which began this month. Dominik Jun reports.
Today I am not standing before you as the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic, but as the Chairman of the European Commission. The views that I'm going to be representing over the next 6 months will not be my own, nor will they be those of the Czech government, but rather will represent the consensus of the 27 members of the European Commission.
It was a confident, almost 30-minute speech, given in front of European members of Parliament, as well as the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso. A variety of themes were addressed, including many of the unplanned crises that have arisen during the Czech Prime Minister's watch, namely the gas dispute between Russia and Ukraine and the conflict between Hamas and Israel in Gaza.
The international role of the European Union will be tested not only by the still unresolved conflict in Georgia, but also the fresh escalation of tensions in the Middle East. Finally, we are also being reminded of the burning issue of energy security, and just as it was during the French presidency, we too will have to be ready to face new challenges.
There were also broader moments, for example, when the Czech PM stated that he wanted not only to defend Czech interests, but European interests, comparing himself to Charles IV, who served as both the King of Bohemia and the Emperor of the Holy Roman Empire during the 14th century. The Prime Minister also underlined the division that once haunted Europe during the Cold War.
This year will mark the 5th anniversary of the thus far greatest expansion of the European Union in its history in 2004. This was a symbolic and practical conclusion of the process of reintegration of a once divided continent. And this year Europe will also celebrate 20 years from the fall of the Iron Curtain, which enabled the countries of the former Soviet bloc to have freedom and democracy.
The Czech Prime Minister struck a conciliatory tone throughout, and he also used the concept of the three E's to underline the Czech vision. Mr. Topolánek also emphasized the needs for furthering goals of EU energy security, which involves divestment away from Russian gas. While the Czech Prime Minister faces a myriad of challenges at home, many connected to a weak government and the faltering of his Civic Democratic Party, the international stage seemed to provide the Prime Minister with a welcome breath of fresh air. The Czech EU presidency finally finds itself center stage.
Dominik Jun with that report.